I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Did you just ask me that?
That's Chef Joe Gatto. He could eat. And he's here back in Studio 2 with us to teach us how to cook from scratch. He is a private chef, culinary instructor, also host of the cooking show From Scratch on Pluto TV. What'd you bring us, Joe?
Oh, it's dumpling day.
Dumpling day!
Woohoo!
I think we should have one every week.
I think we should have one every hour. I'm a kind of a dumpling freak. I mean, they might have to call somebody because I absolutely love dumplings.
Why? What is it about dumplings?
There's so many reasons, but one of them really is it's such a great thing to share. And I'm such a big believer in how food brings people together. And for me, dumplings does that. You sit down, you have a bunch of them, you make them together. It's such a community feel, sitting around the table, sitting in the kitchen, talking, chatting, and everything, you know, and when you shove these in your pie hole, they're ridiculous. So all of that together for me, that's why I love something like this. They're really easy. They're super fun to make. My kids love making them. My middle daughter, Cassidy, who you've met.
Yep.
This is like her favorite.
Her favorite thing to do.
This is her favorite thing to do and her favorite thing to eat. And making the dough is really, as we found out, my sous chef Phil is in studio today.
Hey, Phil.
And we recipe tested these forever. Mm-hmm. And it was, I can't believe we had to do it over and over and over again. It was a terrible experience.
No, you're obviously very happy about that. So listen, I want to bring one other dimension in before we start to learn how to make them. And you talked about, and it spoke to me when you were talking about sort of the proverbial making and breaking bread together that dumplings allow us to do. It made me think about Boston Chef and James Beard Award winner Irene Lee, mm-hmm. right? So she, owner of May May, turned the restaurant into a dumpling factory. And she talked a little bit about the universal nature of dumplings when she was on the show last month.
Dumplings make people happy, I think. And every culture has a dumpling, you know, some kind of delicious thing wrapped in a delicious thing. And so at May May, we like to say dumplings make the world go round.
And I was really struck by it is kind of a universal thing, something delicious wrapped in something else delicious.
It really is. Every culture, you know, if you're talking empanadas, we're talking, remember when we did tortellinis?
Right.
Right.
Pierogies.
Right.
Thinking about
we're
it at
always
the same
on the
time.
Same page.
That's right.
So all of that, you can see each culture has that. And it is about community. It is about sharing. It's about sitting across that table and just sharing what you've made together and taking the time to make that meal together. I think that's what really brings people together. That's why food is so important to me and such a bonding experience with everyone I meet. Even when we do it here after the show wraps and, you know, we feed a lot of people here and they come in and they eat. That to me is why I was put on this earth, is to share like that.
So need I be intimidated? Because now as we begin to try to make dumplings, I have to admit I'm a little bit intimidated.
Yeah, I would be horrified if I were you. But, you know, let's just go for it and see what happens.
All right,
right,
so what'd you bring in?
So this is the dough we made, which you make with hot water. It's okay. It's interesting. So it's
the ingredients has
yeah,
hot water.
Yeah, it's flour, and boiling hot water and salt. It's really simple, but the whole key to this bad boy is the hydration. So you have to let it sit and hydrate for a couple hours, and then you can feel it's very
can
soft.
I feel it?
Yes,
so
of course.
So how do I know if
see how soft
like
it
already
is?
It's gorgeous. It
right,
feels
right.
like a baby's skin.
Yes.
And I also wonder, how is novice me going to know if my dough is hydrated?
Well, I mean, you can always call me.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
How about
for
everyone
you.
Else?
everyone
who doesn't
else,
have your number.
Everyone else, really, it's just a matter of a little trial and error, which is okay. If you fail a couple times, that's all right. It's very difficult to fail at this dough, though, because it really is flour, hot water, and a little salt.
And failed dumpling dough, what, it doesn't roll out flat?
I mean, it's too wet, it's too dry.
Okay.
Right? And the thing is you'll get the minute, that's why I say make things a lot, because that tactile feel is really the most important thing.
Yeah.
So once it gets like this, we just take a biscuit cutter, right?
This is a little swath. It's about the width of a piece of paper and maybe,
yeah.
what, 4 inches? Yeah.
I would say 4 inches high,
by
8 inches
eight
wide.
Or 9 wide, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we take a biscuit cutter. This is a round. This is 3 inch. And we just press out a circle.
Okay.
And it's
reminds
literally
me of the
just,
tortellini a little bit.
Right. It totally is.
It
they're,
should, huh?
They're all relevant.
Okay.
And then I have my filling.
What is it? Ooh, this looks like pork sausage.
It is pork.
It looks like what my grandmother used to make.
Oh, See, that makes me super happy.
Yeah. Okay. So,
so
we have
this
raw
is pork. Right.
Ground pork.
It has to be raw.
What else is in here?
So there's some scallion. Mm-hmm. There's some ginger, some garlic, a little soy, a little sweet chili. And then we take this, right? We take about a tablespoon. The
just
key
a
is, again,
nubbin.
Not to overfill it. Remember what happened with the tortellini.
Yes, I do. Okay? I do.
We don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and the empanadas, too, when we overfilled,
right,
leaked.
Right, exactly.
So when you are putting something delicious into something...
How did that happen?
It was yours, not mine. So when you're putting something delicious into something else delicious, don't put too much of the delicious first thing into the delicious second thing.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So then we take a little bit of water.
All right.
And we go right around the edge. So we put it
so
dead
you're,
center.
You're dolloping a little bit of water around the edge of the dough
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Yep.
And what that does is it acts like a glue.
Okay.
All right. And we really need that. There we go.
You were having trouble so getting the water
I was,
out of your little
I was
bottle.
Struggling there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip it up.
Okay.
And we can make multiple shapes here. This first shape I'm going to make is the simple one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to close it like so, right? I'm going to have a video up on
So this looks like a little tart
Instagram
or
later.
Pie where we pinch the edges.
And
like
then what you do
sunburst.
To get that classic kind of shape is you pull and fold.
Okay. So you're pulling the dough, two pieces of the dough apart from each other, and then folding them over onto each other, increasing it.
Right.
So now it looks almost like a little flower.
Right.
Excellent. Okay. So now we've got a little flower that is made out of water, salt, and hot water.
And has a bunch of pork in
and
it.
And it's got pork sausage with scallions and soy, more
and then
salt,
we make,
I'm assuming, in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we make a bajillion of these.
Okay.
And we cook them all. And I'm going to show you that, but I'm going to let you make one real quick.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
And
okay.
I'm going to make one with you just so we have a little.
Okay, so confession time now. Here's confession time.
Okay.
I
feel like you're a priest.
I know. I have never met a dough, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, that I haven't wanted to taste raw. Like, I love raw dough of every kind when I see it. Is this a dough that you can taste raw, or is
yeah,
it like, no,
you absolutely can. There's nothing in it that's going to hurt you, but
yeah, I'm totally
it's going
do
to
it.
Be.
I'm totally going to do it. You should see Joe gave me the most minuscule possible piece of dough to taste.
I'm a little
because
nervous.
I think he's a little
yeah, I'm a,
freaked
I'm a little
out.
Apprehensive, I got to say.
It tastes like flour, salt, and water.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right. But so, I like to eat dough, so now I've had
that's
it
okay.
My
that's a fun quirk. So we want to hold that into our hand, right? And then you're going to take your spoon. If it gets a little sticky on your hand, just I have a towel.
Okay. Thanks.
Because this
pork is raw pork.
Yeah, and it's I whipped it a little.
Okay.
All right. So now you go.
All right. So I'm going to get now, again, we do know that I have had some challenges
right,
in the
little,
past with overfilling my yummy thing inside something else.
Heavy-handed.
Yeah.
It would be.
There
the,
you go.
Right?
I like
and
it.
And then we have.
And I want to take a little water here,
right?
Okay. So I'm going to take my little water. Am I going to make my seal?
Yep.
What is the secret to making the seal really stick?
The seal is the water. So here's a little water right here if you need to dip your finger.
Great. Thank you very much.
I think it's a little easier.
So
that's what acts like the glue.
So I'm literally just smearing my wet finger all the way around the edge of this little dumpling
exactly.
disc.
And
it's
then
a dumpling disc.
It is a dumpling disc.
Okay.
Full of love.
Yes.
And then you're going to fold it over. I'm going to make a little different shape here. You're going to make the classic.
Okay. I still think I may have put too much filling in. I don't
know.
No, we'll
this
find
dough
out.
Stretches. You're going to be okay.
Okay.
Plus,
so,
it's radio. No
so
one knows.
So now, how tightly do I need to pinch the edges together?
We don't want it to come apart.
So what I've done here is I've pinched it so hard that you can no longer see where the two pieces of dough met.
You pinched with authority, and I think that's
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I made this little guy.
Oh, that's really cool. That looks like a crab rangoon.
Right. See?
Okay,
there's
so,
all different shapes. Shapes
so
are
so that's
so
a little
easy.
Box shape. So now I'm going to pull it apart and fold it over like you told me to.
Exactly.
Pull it apart and fold. Oh, my fingernails are sticking on it. Fold it over. If your hands
get
sticky,
natural.
Then what can you do?
Little flour.
Little flour on your finger.
Little
like
flour.
When you're making gnocchi.
Exactly.
Okay, pull it apart, fold it
Look
over.
Look at you, rock star.
Okay, so it's thank you. It is not as pretty as yours, but it is an attempt.
It's its own dumpling, and we accept
it's
it.
It's not gorgeous. We'll just say that. All right, so I have my dumpling now.
Yes, and now we have a hot pan.
Yep.
Right? This is the pot sticker part, right?
Okay.
Because back in the day, it would stick to the pot, and then you release it with the steam. We're going to go through the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm anxious it's going to stick, even though that's a non-stick pan.
Oh, no, no.
No.
No, no.
Okay.
So we put in a little oil.
What kind of oil?
This is just plain canola. With
Ooh, can you hear it popping, folks?
with a little bit of, no, that's just the canola.
Canola. Okay, so now you're putting the dumpling.
Right.
So what
right
you're
on
doing,
the oil.
Not on its side, so it's on its bottom,
yep.
right? So that the fluting is sticking straight up on top, it's kind of flattening out on
it
the
bottom.
It
looks like a little boat, right?
And the pork is going to cook all the way through in there.
Yeah, we're hoping. We're rolling the dice here.
Okay.
No, it's yeah, it totally will.
If,
totally
if like, will. Let's say I'm on my cooktop at home, right? And I have, you
I would
know,
say, get off your cooktop. Right. Don't get up there. That's dangerous.
Let's say I'm, that was well done. Let me say I'm standing at my cooktop at home.
Yes.
If it's an electric or a gas cooktop, what temperature am I?
Yeah, I go medium high here.
Medium high.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're looking for, what's going to happen is, we're going to get that beautiful crisp browning on the mm-hmm. bottom, right? Maillard reaction happening.
Yeah.
And once it gets brown, I'm going to actually pick it up and show
oh,
you.
Oh, look. See it's that? Got that wonderful little browning, almost like you would see on the bottom of a quesadilla.
Right. I'm going to show that to
yep.
Phil
yep.
just to show off. I'm kind of flexing here.
Yeah.
And then, so now all of them have that beautiful little bottom,
beautiful
right?
Beautiful browning on
so
the bottom.
So we need to
right.
cook it all the way through. So
right.
what we do is we take this water.
Okay.
And...
So now you're spraying
in.
Water into the pan.
Yep. And
what,
that
maybe a third of a cup, quarter of a cup?
Quarter of a cup.
Okay. Oh,
and
now you're steaming it.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little touch more. Usually the whole thing's full of dumplings. So then the timing here is 3 minutes.
Okay, so this is Chef Joe Gatto here on Radio Boston. We are making dumplings that are stuffed with ground pork. And we cook to the bottom of the dumpling, but now we are also steaming the dumpling in the same pan. With what, a quarter cup of water and
yep.
a lid?
Yep, you can use chicken broth, things like that. But the
no,
steam...
No, wait. I'm interested in that. When
yeah.
would I decide to use water versus when would I decide to use a broth?
It's really dealer's choice.
Okay.
You know, you can get a little more flavor out of chicken broth over the years of experimenting. I never found a huge difference in it, so I just do the water.
What about vegetable broth and a filling that's not, that is vegan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can stuff these bad boys with anything. That's
okay.
the beauty of these, right? If you want, we do a vegetarian version. We do this class
a lot.
What's
in the vegetarian version?
So Phil makes this crazy roasted mushroom version that is absolutely off the hook and super delicious. So that's the great thing. You have extra pulled chicken at the house. Anything you want,
you can
put
in
there.
Dumpling.
Right.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to go in raw. Like, you can do anything. And like I said, like, we do these classes. There's... for like 40 people at a time. So
mm-hmm.
we're doing hundreds and hundreds of these.
Yep.
And we're doing all different kinds. And that's the fun of it.
How do you know, how can you tell when it's done? I mean, it doesn't brown on top. You
nope.
don't want to break it open. So how can you have some confidence?
It's really 3 minutes.
It's dunsies. 3 minutes. And that doesn't depend on what you've got inside of it? It's roughly 3 minutes
right.
to do it because of the size?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we tested these forever and... it was always 3 minutes.
All right.
And you can kind of tell because if I shake this a bit. See how the dumpling's starting to get a little shiny?
Yes, so that is true. So the dumpling looked, I don't want to say dry before because we just talked about how important hydration is in the flour.
Absolutely.
So it's not that it looked dry, but it didn't have a sheen.
Right.
But now it really does look shiny.
Yeah, it definitely yeah. does. And not something that I would typically do at home, but I'm going to open
that. Because we've only got 2.5 minutes yet, and I want to eat one before we go
so
off there.
So I can tell by pinching the side
yep.
that pork in there is done.
Okay. So you can always kind of poke test it
yeah.
to make sure that your food is done inside,
and
too.
I'm just going to put this here. Did
okay.
I almost catch fire there?
You did almost catch fire, but that's
that would
okay.
make
Don't
for
try
great
that
radio.
Part at home. If you're not wearing a headset microphone with a cord, you will not catch fire at
you
home.
Will not.
It you will
not.
Be okay.
Just me screaming.
All right, we got 2 minutes left,
right,
so tell me
minutes.
What we're going to serve it with.
I'm going to turn this off and
yep.
prep out this little... So this
Yay.
Is soy,
mm-hmm.
honey, orange juice, a little brown sugar, and a little sweet chili sauce with fresh garlic and ginger.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can put this on a boot, and it's going to taste
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Just lick it right off the boot.
Exactly. That's what I do when I'm not here, Tiziana. Just lick boots. You know, it's just a Tuesday.
Why not? That's right.
So
okay.
now we're going to take this bad boy.
And to note, you turned the power off on the hot surface here.
I did.
Because you meant 3 minutes. So it's not like we just turned away. You
exactly.
turned it off when you thought they were done.
Okay. I definitely thought they were done. And then
okay.
I'm going to take these out.
So there's that cool square one you made and then the two sort of pinchy ones that
yep.
we made. Okay.
And then what we want to do.
Got a minute left here.
Is sauce.
sauce.
And these might be...
And you're just taking a spoon and sprinkling a little sauce over the dumpling.
Yeah, and you can dip away, you know.
Okay, and can do you finger eat these or do you use forks?
Either way.
Okay, I'll use a fork today.
I'm going to pop one in.
Okay, no, I'm going to fork it. And then they're hot. Actually, in this case, because it's a little bit hot. All right, I'm about to taste as we go out here. Oh, here we go. Tasting it. Oh, my God. Okay. That's pork dumplings with Chef Joe Gatto here on Radio Boston. I have to go now because I have to eat more pork dumpling. It doesn't matter that it's the end of the show. Joe.
We need to make more of these.
Oh, my God. So good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And I'll see you next time.
See you next month.
So fun.
When we cook from scratch.